Welcome, everyone. This is Roger Pipe from RogReviews.com. We've just concluded our 2017 Avian Awards podcast series. This is an add-on to that. This is basically the contest version of this. We do have a Pick the Winners contest for the 2017 Avian Awards. It's a free contest to enter. You fill out a ballot, 15 categories. The ballot with the most correct entries after the Avian Awards wins a prize package. Currently, Fleshbot did volunteer to supply a number of adult DVDs. Also, Brad Armstrong from Wicked Pictures has promised us a nice little box of Wicked goodies. We may get some others as well, but for now it is a fun thing you can do to play along, see how well you can predict the winners of this year's Avian Awards. It's really simple. In order to enter this contest, just head on over to RogReviews.com. You can click on the contests page, or you can click on the direct link if you'd like, but there's the contest page. It will list all of our previous contests, including last year's AVN as well as XRCO contests. Click on the Pick the Winners 2017 AVN Awards, and there at the top you'll see a lovely picture of the co-hosts, Riley Reed looking really good there. The rules are simple. Contest is open to anyone 18 years of age or older in the United States. Anybody can enter, but the prizes can only be shipped to a U.S. address. Entry with the most correct answers will win. If there's a tie, random drawing will be held. Prizes awarded based on availability. All entries must include an email so that we can notify you you've won. Multiple entries are allowed, just need a valid email address. So enter as many times as you like, and of course, void where prohibited. Now what we're going to do for this, I'm going to go over the ballot, give you my ballot. I am not eligible to win. However, if you enter the contest and then send me an email, Raj@RogReviews.com, saying I want to play your ballot, I believe we have five prizes total, so the first five people who enter can play my ballot, and if mine's better, you will win a special prize or maybe even the grand prize. So here we go. We'll just sort of scroll down here. Best New Starlet, Kimmy Granger, Alex Gray. I'm not going to read everything. Some good names here. Melissa Moore's had a really, really outstanding year. Lana Rhodes just won at XBiz. But I'm going to go with Elsa Jean. I think she had the best year. She was actually on XBiz's list of Performer of the Year. So I'm going to go Elsa Jean there. Now remember, this is who I think is going to win, not necessarily who I think should win. So keep that in mind. That's what you guys are going for. Director of the Year, Brad Armstrong had another outstanding year. So did Axel Braun. Lansky with Blacked and Tushy and Vixen, really tough to beat. Jackie St. James, also a very big crowd favorite with the Avian critics. I want to go Lansky. I'm going to go Brad Armstrong. I think maybe we're going to go away from Lansky this year. I think Avian will go with Brad. Female Performer of the Year. This is kind of the big one, but we do it early in the ballot. I think Riley Reed, the fact that she's co-hosting, does that work against her or for her? Katrina Jade just won it at XBiz. AJ Applegate, long overdue. Adriana Chechik, Abella Danger. I'm going to go Abella Danger. Male Performer of the Year, Mick Blues won it a number of times. Xander Corvus just won it at XBiz. James Dean still coming off his controversy. Manuel Ferraris won it several times. I'm going to go Prince. I think this is the year Prince takes it. We shall see. Male Performer of the Year, Julie Ann, Veronica Avlov, Ryan Connor had a really great year. I'm tempted to go with her. I'm going to go with Julie Ann. I think Julie Ann is finally going to get what she deserves. She also had a really big year helping the industry fight Prop 60. That may be a little wishful thinking. You guys may want to not go with that pick. That's kind of wishful thinking on my part. Best Actor. Xander was really good in Preacher's Daughter. Tommy Pistol's always great. Here's the thing. Tommy, it was almost a supporting role, but he was outstanding. I'm going to go with Xander. I think he was really good in Preacher's Daughter. Best Actress. Asa Akira was great, as usual. Jessica Drake, you can almost pencil her in to win every time. I'm tempted to do that just because. Dana Vespoli, outstanding in lefty. That's what I'm going to go with. I'm going to go with Dana Vespoli and kind of a surprise win. Best boy-girl sex scene. Some good ones here. Mick and Annika, always really good together. Sarah Love and Mandingo, that was a really great scene. I'm going to go with... Wow, this is tough. I'm going to go Natural Beauties, Kendra Sunderland and Mick Blue. Best continuing series, Angela Loves. This is the Angela White series. That's what I think should win. Angela is fantastic and spectacular. I think instead we're going to get... Wow, you know what? I think the two educational series, Nina's and Jessica's, kind of cancel themselves out a little bit. I'm going to go with Slut Puppies from Jules Jordan. There's a lot of reasons to go with Angela's. One of them is that she was not nominated for a number of major categories. So you might want to look at that. Best interracial movie. Some good ones here. I'm going to go with... Wow. Meet Mandingo was really good from Hard X, Black X. I'm going to go with My First Interracial 7, Blacked.com. Best Star Showcase. I think Mia might have been the best. The Mia Malkova one was fantastic. I'm not entirely sure that's going to win, though. I think instead... X-Biz and AVN critics love Adriana Cechik, but I'm going to go with Abella, because I think... Yeah, I think the Abella one, but honestly, the Mia one was fantastic. Jesse Sex Machine 2 is probably my sentimental pick, but I think Abella's going to win. Best Gonzo movie should be Angela Loves Gonzo. Texas Hoedown from Elegant Angel was good. I'm going to go with Angela Loves Gonzo. I think if she's going to get a, we overlooked you, we need to give you something, we need to recognize you where you are nominated, I think that's probably where it goes. Best Parody. This is a category that's really gone downhill. Mostly, I think, because we've done everything. Beauty and the Beast was interesting. Ghostbusters was pretty good, considering how bad the remake was. This was probably the best Ghostbusters of the year. The Grinch That Gave Christmas was funny. Little Red just won at XBiz. Very good from Girls Way. Not Tracy Lords was a fun little bit of nostalgia. The One That I Lust was really an interesting take on a musical. Republican Candidate Wife Swap was a fun movie from Hustler. The better of their two Trump movies that they made. Sex Machina, Storage Horror Orgy, Suicide Squad, Supergirl X, both from Axel Braun. Those are going to be tough to beat. And the Hustler ones. I'm going to go with Suicide Squad. It was really good. A really, really well-made movie. A lot of fun. I think I'm going to go with that one. Best double penetration sex scene. There's a really unique category. The Abella one was fantastic. Booty Queen just took home some awards at XBiz, and AJ Applegate was really good. Lex and Ryan Connor. Lex, yeah, that was a good movie. I'm going to go with the AJ Applegate scene. I think people are finally starting to recognize just how good she is and how outstanding that one was. Although Abella could sneak in there. And finally, best porn star website. I think this is the kind of category. Now, keep in mind, as we vote, it is a weighted ballot. So you're going to award 15 points to the first place winner, and so on down. So I think this is the kind of category where name recognition helps. At least if it doesn't put you at number one, maybe it puts you in a little bit higher just based on name recognition. And because of that, I'm tempted to say that Derek Pierce has an opportunity because it's different. It's a male website. It's the only one on there. That could be a sneaky pick. But generally speaking, we go with the ladies. And in this case, Valentina Nappi. Dana De Armand just got into the Hall of Fame last year. I'm going to go with my sentimental pick, my personal pick, Morgan Lee Triple X. So that's what we're going to do, and then we're going to finish up our ballot just by entering our name, email, and this is where you will send your email. Views.com. Yes, I'd like to be notified. Yes, I'm over 18. And click and submit. And that is that. So hopefully this year will be as much fun as last year. It is a continuing series, and we are having fun with it. So hopefully you guys will enter. Leave the feedback down below if you'd like to subscribe. Like and subscribe the video. Let me know what you guys think. What if you want to post your own ballot video, we could do that. Have a good time with it. Drop me a line, Raj@RajReviews.com. And thank you for watching, and thank you for entering. Okay.